Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, today we're going to talk about your mindset, because when you're buying a home, there's a lot you have to do, and your mindset that you need is extremely important.
Absolutely. And specifically, what we're talking about here is spending and saving money. Believe it or not, you can't do both of those at the same time. I discovered that in my time here on the planet. So let's talk about the mindset you need. The first thing I want to tell you is make it hard and painful on yourself to spend money. Eliminate the convenience. We've talked about this before. One click, all of that. Every time you pay, you should say, this is a pain. You know, get Netflix off of auto pay and actually pay the bill every month manually.
Right.
So make it a pain on yourself. Now, notice I did not say you couldn't have Netflix or anything. That's on you. But make it a pain to pay. The next thing I want to say is use cash. When you spend cash, you feel it.
Yes, you do.
You feel it a different way than with a credit card. No matter how large or how small the amount, you feel it. The next thing I want to say is make yourself do the arithmetic. How much money do I have? How much am I going to spend? How much will I have left? Mm-hmm. Now, the other side is make it easy and a joy to yourself when you save or don't spend money.
I like it.
Reward success. Use perks strategically and aggressively with a purpose. I'm talking about miles, cash back, all of those kind of things. Now, one other thing we've said in the past, we'll say again, savings isn't savings until you put the money in the bank.
Right.
You know, we'll date this broadcast, but it's Amazon Prime Day. So I bought something. I think I saved some money. Well, you didn't save any money just because you spent less than you would have, unless you put the difference in the bank. And the final point is get yourself an accountability partner when it comes to money. It could be your partner, you know, someone you live with. It can be your financial ride or die, whatever that means. Somebody's going to hang with you when it comes to your money. Your family can be your accountability partner, because if you're going to go into a money saving or reduced spending mode, you need to get your entire family's buy-in. A parent can be an accountability partner. Children can be an accountability partner. You need people to buy into what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, let me say this. May I suggest to my fellow Christians that your accountability partner be Jehovah Jireh, and you do that by tithing. Now, we'll post some information on tithing and some past broadcasts, but that will make you accountable if you become a tither. You will get far more disciplined about your money.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that I think are part of the things that you need to have a good mindset. Once again, make it hard on yourself to spend money. Create joy when you save money, right?
Yeah.
Seeing your bank account balance grow is a reward.
It sure is.
Right? So those are the things that we encourage people to do. And once again, you can go to our website at moneysmartlife.org or takecontroltuesday.com.
Well, thank you so much, Manta. Again, go to moneysmartlife.org and also takecontroltuesday.com. I appreciate you.
Thank you. You too. And the audience.